Hello and welcome to episode 37 of What's Dis Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
37 in a row.
In a row.
We did do 37 in a row.
That's true.
We didn't take any breaks, really. We didn't like put 36.5 right before this.
That's the only way we wouldn't have
done
37 in a row.
We didn't do 38 before this, right?
Right?
Right, right.
I don't know how we wouldn't have done 37 in a row, unless we only did 36.
Right, we just have to stop forever and then start over again.
Did you light the candle?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Light the black flame candle?
Yeah.
Yeah. By Wedway Candles. All right, so are you ready to start this shit or what?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Is this our first one after New Year's or no? Yeah, it is. We did New Year's Eve, right?
No, we did Millennium. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Millennium. I'm going to sing that song again.
Good. I can't wait.
Robbie Williams. Shout out. I know he's listening, so.
Oh, yeah. Big time. He's a big time
fan. I wonder
what
he did with his life after Millennium.
He's waiting for the next.
Oh, yeah. So is the next one still a Millennium, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he lives till 3,000.
He will.
He'll just sing the song again at the Super Bowl or something.
He summoned every 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And he sings
that
song.
He's probably not around right now. You probably can't find him anywhere.
He disappears, yeah.
I bet he's on drugs, poor guy.
I don't think he's on drugs.
I don't even. I'll find out after. I'll give him a ring. I'll follow him on Twitter because I followed Mo Rocca and he doesn't really tweet that often.
He doesn't look like a tweeter.
No. Well, actually, he does look like a tweeter. Like he would be, someone would be like, he probably tweets a lot because he didn't do much else.
He looks like a speaker?
Tweeter. Oh, Tweeter Center. Remember that? Holy crap.
I don't remember.
I just went way back to
Tweeter Center?
Yeah. Like, I think the garden used to be called the Tweeter Center, right? Holy shit, that just, like,
was it?
Blew my mind.
I remember Guitar Center.
Tweeter used to be, like, I think it used to be a radio-type store.
Circuit City?
It was, like, a Circuit City for radios. Like, only. I don't
Speakers.
Know what I'm talking about, but that might have existed.
I think it does. It sounds familiar.
I'll have to look it up later again.
The Tweeter Center.
All right, that's down. Robbie Williams and Tweeter Center. It was either the one in Mansfield where it's the Comcast Center or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
That shit changed a lot.
No,
used to be Great Woods.
Is it the Verizon? Is it Comcast?
It was Comcast. It was the last time I checked. I haven't been there since like we saw.
Warped Tour.
No. Blink-182, I think. Or John Mayer, one of
John
those.
John Mayer.
Anyways. We're on 37.
Any hoozle.
So would you like to start with this day in history?
Yes, I would love to start with this day in history.
Wow, that sounds amazing. You sound really into it.
Cool.
So today's January 16th, and were you checking? I know what day it is.
I was checking.
I checked. I mean, obviously, I pulled up what this day in history was, although I could have lied and said it was a different day. It couldn't have mattered.
You should have done tomorrow.
Why?
Because this isn't going to be released today.
No, they need to know today's shit.
I thought we
need to celebrate today.
We should pretend like it's
right
the
now.
Day of.
No, that's stupid. I hate when people do that. Like, there's one podcast, I won't, like, name it because it's whatever, but...
Because we don't advertise you fuckers.
Yes, but they always pretend that it's, like, they're... So they record, like, 3 a week, and they release them on different days, even though they record them all at the same time. And,
before.
Like, if they're recording the Friday one and they're going to be in Disney, they're like, oh, we're in Disney right now. I just got to the hotel, blah, blah, blah. It's like...
I think we've done that.
Yeah, I did that because it was ridiculous. It's like, I wasn't actually in Disney, you idiots. I told you when the hell I would be in Disney. I'm not recording a goddamn podcast in Disney, although I probably might have, but...
Yeah, we did that fucking monologue. No, the monologue. Monorail thing.
Oh, yeah, monologue. The monorail monologues. Oh, that should be a good one.
Oh, that'd be a terrific one.
Oh, we should just move down there and do monorail monologues.
Dibs.
Why'd you guys move here? Oh, we had this new show idea.
Dibs. If anyone takes it, I'm suing you.
Copyrighted. Oh, now it's there. Now we have it.
It's true. It's on the internet.
It's true. Okay, so January 16th, 1994. A new sports tradition at Walt Disney World begins on this cold morning when approximately 8,500 runners from around the world line up for the very first annual Walt Disney World Marathon.
I thought you were going to say ESPN's Wide World of Sports.
Ooh, that was a mouthful. This 26.2-mile route.
That's what she said.
In a row?
No, the mouthful.
Oh, this 26.2-mile route runs along normal and backstage roads, past several resorts and literally through all 3 theme parks. Why'd they have to say literally? Would it figuratively run through all three theme parks, how would it even do that?
If it was...
They're like, you're running down the street and they're like, this is Magic Kingdom. And you're like, no, it's not. And it's like, figuratively, it is, though.
Like, they built fake...
Yeah, like, theme but that still wouldn't figuratively be through the... It would literally be through a fake theme park.
Which would be tremendous.
I'm not sure. That's what
they should have
done.
They should have put, like, cardboard.
Yeah.
I know, they do. Oh. You do literally run through it. They just didn't they have to say it.
Someone should make a dank-ass Disney World that would be, like, Dank World, and it'll just be, like, shitty versions of all this shit.
Dibs.
Yeah, dibs. Copyright that. So, there's that. I'm not going to read the winners, because I don't care.
Wait, so the first marathon?
Yep. In Disney World.
Well, no shit.
Literally. It's literally in Disney World. Oh, what else do we have? Okay, I'm not going to talk about some Spanish Disney albums that were bestsellers.
Oh.
Would you like to know the names of them?
Yeah, let me know.
Favoritas de las Princesas de Disney. Oh. Spotlights Disney's most beloved heroines with Spanish versions of classic songs.
That's the favorites of the Disney princesses.
Ooh, can we look up some of these? I just want to hear them.
Right now?
No, you can't?
I don't want to.
Oh, God damn
it. I have it all queued up. I don't want to put any effort.
You just have to Google it. I just want to hear The Little Mermaid in Spanish. Can you Google... You can cut this out if you want to, but... Can you Google Favoritas de... de las.
I put ass.
De ass. De las princesas. P-R-I-N-C-E-S-A-S. There it is. I know people are Googling this.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they always are. Is there any video of it or anything that it can play? Probably no one has this on here, I bet, but... Let's see. Favoritas. La top 10 Miss Princesas Favorita. No, we don't want someone's top 10.
Okay.
We want the album. I have a feeling we won't find it.
It's tough because I don't know what any of this shit says.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bunch of people listing their favorite Spanish, well, their favorite princesses in Spanish. Oh.
Search for English results only.
No. Well, no, we don't.
I don't need
Can you put album, maybe?
What?
Oh, there's the album cover. Maybe it's on Amazon. Can you play that?
It is on Amazon, but I don't think you can play
it. I think you can taste it on Amazon.
Well, I'm not looking for a taste.
I just want a taste. Does it say you can play any songs?
It's an audio CD, so I don't think you can.
Oh, you can't. You can't download it.
Right.
No hablaré. Well, that's the first one? No hablaré?
I don't speak.
I can't read it
from
here. Don't speak.
Is that
no doubt.
Is that what it is?
La Bella.
La Belle. Oh, yeah.
Esta noche es para amar. This night is for love. Love.
Sure. Well, I don't know what that's
part for. Part of your world?
No, that's... This says parte de él.
Part of this?
Part of the...
I'm so confused. I think the Colors of the Wind is there.
Yeah,
Colores en el Viento. That sounds like Colors of the Window. Isn't a viento a ventana is a window?
Un mundo ideal. That's something world. The ideal world.
Ideal world. The
ideal. What is this from?
I want to know what these are. Reflejo is reflections, right? A reflection.
Sure.
Reflection from Mulan.
Basala?
Basala. Isn't that trash? Oh, that's basura.
Basura.
Basala? I don't know what the hell that is.
Algo ahai? What is...
Algo
ahai. Quisiera, quiero seja. Oh, that's seba.
I want... What's that? I want...
Quisiera?
It's asking a question that says, I want sabir.
What is sabir?
I don't
dance?
Know.
No, dance is bailar. No?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is tough.
This is...
I'm going to look these up after if we can't.
I'm really good at
I really want to play
Spanish.
One of them.
I do too. I'm trying to get that for you. It's got one five-star rating.
Oh,
no, it's got 8.
Oh, god damn. This is a great album.
They're all in English too.
Oh, shit. People love this.
Oh, no, it's Spanish.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, English.
I think we've hit a gold mine here. We should buy this before anyone else buys it.
You know what I'm learning from this?
What? Nothing?
Only English people review things.
That's true.
That's
this
terrible.
Is also Amazon, like, in America, so...
So what?
La Favorita.
No, don't
the Amazon.
Let's try this one. I was going to do this one, and okay, you didn't let me.
Allmusic.com. That sounds promising.
That's, I mean, that's the album cover,
that's
right?
That's got to be it. I mean, Spotify should have this, right? No, probably not. Oh, can you play it?
I can.
All right, let's go. Not. It's from Hercules. It's Megara.
Oh, no hero. Is that what that means?
I won't say I'm in love, but I don't know what the name of the song is. I like that.
That was, yeah, that was nice.
Good. What's this one? La Bella?
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's Belle.
Oh, Belle.
Or is it Gaston?
Or Bonjour, whatever that first one is.
Bonjour. Wouldn't that be Hola? Hola.
Bonjour. Hola. 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 Wait, are they going to say Hola? It's in French, so how would you change that? The fucking intro is so long. See? Gracias. Se lo agradezco mucho.
No.
Aw, damn it. We can't tell if it says hola.
It's hola. Fucking, hola. That'd be terrific if it did.
Oh, can you feel the love tonight? That's amor.
Yep, that makes sense.
Esta noche es para amor. Part of your world, that's what I said.
But it doesn't say that.
It says para de el.
Oh, I can't stop it.
This one's kind of creepy. I don't like that one. Colors of the Wind.
Colors
I
of
bet.
The Wind.
I bet that's good. Ooh. Oh, that's not bad.
This next one, I think, is A Whole New World.
Oh, you got it. Oh. So bad. Oh, that's nice.
This might be even more enjoyable to listen to.
Aladdin does not sound good, though. Wait, what's the next one called?
Reflejo.
Oh, this is, okay, I think this is Reflection by Mulan. Yeah.
I don't know it. Let's say Alan Menken.
What's this next one?
Basala.
Basala. Let's see what the hell that means. Kiss the girl. That's not how you say kiss the girl. Basala.
Maybe it's just kiss.
Kiss. I don't like this one.
Dude, this voice is phenomenal.
Weird. Why is he so low?
Because he's Sebastian.
Sebastian's Jamaican.
Well, they don't have Jamaican in their
Jamaican
culture.
Jamaican accent with a Spanish word.
What's this one?
I can't even read it. Que será?
Quiero saber.
Oh, Riverbend. What's around the Riverbend?
So really?
That doesn't say what's around the Riverbend.
Like
these are nice.
Yeah, but the melody doesn't work. What's the next one? Algo Ahai.
Algo Ahai. I have no idea what the fuck that means.
What haven't they done yet?
What up?
Who's on here?
I don't know. They didn't do any Snow White.
They didn't
Cinderella. They didn't do, so it has to be Cinderella.
Yeah, it has to be.
What the hell did she sing? No, that's Belle again. Isn't this the same song that was on here earlier?
Is this... This one is...
Bonjour. Oh, no, this is something there that wasn't there before.
Oh, okay.
How is that Algo Ahi? Something there?
Sure. Oh, I can't wait to hear the beast. Shut up. Me pareció.
Oh. He's actually good. Ooh, he has
what
a good
What if it
voice.
Is the beast? What if he did both?
He's very... Yeah, he's probably, what's it called? Bilingual.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Beast.
Trilingual. Because French.
Yep. Because of French.
Because of bonjour and hola. I really want to hear hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. I hope it's like that. I'm going to listen to the whole thing after. Well, that was good. I kind of like that album. I probably learned Spanish that way.
I would download it.
Yeah.
Illegally.
I'm not going to pay for it. You crazy? Okay. So what else? Okay.
How did we even get there?
I don't know. That came out in 2003.
Oh, okay.
2003 also, Disneyland Resort officially premieres Disney's Aladdin, a musical spectacular at the Hyperion Theater in Disney's California Adventure Park. This ran through January 2016 with over 14,000 performances. We have to watch that on here. I didn't know how long
definitely.
It would be, though, so I didn't want to do that.
Oh, good call.
Let's see what else. Wild Africa Check started in 2011 in Disney's Animal Kingdom, which is what we're focusing on today.
Fantastic. Did you plan that?
No.
It
opened 2011 on this day. You go over a rope bridge over the Safi River and cliff hanging at the edge of Gilles that are gullies that are home to hippos and crocodiles.
Cliffhanging doesn't sound that much fun.
You're not really cliffhanging over those.
Yeah, but do people go cliffhanging?
It's like...
Like, I've heard of rock climbing, but just, hey, there's a cliff. I'm going to hang for a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
What? They
probably just chill there. I don't know. I would never do that. Fuck that.
That's terrible.
I won't want to die that way. Also in 2011, Pixar Pals Countdown to Fun, a new parade, debuts at Disney's Hollywood Studios, replacing Block Party Bash, which had its last performance on January 1st. Pixar Pals is already gone.
What's a Block Party Bash?
Another Pixar parade. It was basically like the same parade, only they changed a little bit. And then they called it Pixar Pals Countdown to Fun.
I don't like how they do that. They're like, hey, let's just reuse all this shit.
Yeah, make a brand new show.
We'll add one new song and we'll change everything.
Oh, yeah. And let's see. Toy Story 3 wins Best Animated Feature Film at the 68th Annual Golden Globes. Well, that's good.
Way to go, Toy Story 3. Good
Nailed
work.
Nailed it. And then this day, 2014, was the year that a bunch of Disney films were nominated for Academy Awards, most of which being Frozen. Saving Mr. Banks had musical original score. Lone Ranger had visual effects. I've never seen that movie. Makeup and hairstyling. Have you seen it?
Yeah, with Johnny Depp.
I never saw that. I have to watch it. But Frozen won for Best Animated Feature Film and what's it called? Original Song for Let It Go.
That's
what happened that year. That's for January 16th.
A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
A lot of musical. It was a very musical day.
For that. For the Spanish and everything.
For everything. Let It Go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for the Disney Princesas Favoritas.
Yes, which is
I didn't even get true. To read the other album that was that one.
That's
so let me go back.
No one told you not to. you said I don't want to.
The other one was called Disney Presenta Cantar y Jugar, which is a collection of children's favorite playtime songs.
That doesn't sound as fun.
I probably wouldn't have enjoyed that as much.
That's not a children's podcast.
Children's playtime songs are just like annoying as it is, so now that I don't even know what they're saying.
Yeah, like that Sally the Camel song.
Oh, one hump.
No, five. Yeah. She starts off with five.
I know, but I ran right to the end. I used to like that on Barney because then the kids were in there and then they'd lose one every time they did another verse.
That's just how they killed off children.
One hump. When she had no humps,
she was
a
horse.
Horse.
Yeah, she's a whore, all right.
I used to like the bucket song where, like, there's a hole in my bucket. Dear Liza.
Don't know it.
And then he sings about how to block up the hole. And it's a long.
That's not a Disney.
It's just a long fucking song. I like the
Goofy
one.
That's not a Barney one.
No, it was a Goofy one. Goofy had one on my. I used to have this cassette of like
playtime songs. I know the Dear Liza
songs. And yeah, I repeated that fucking album all the time in the car. It was like a Clementine song and it was really good.
How old were you?
That was last year. My cassette player in my car. Okay. So next, you know what we're going to do next?
We're doing something with the love connections, the misconnections.
Misconnections for Disney World.
Which is tremendous.
I just want to help a brother out.
Are these up to date?
Yeah, these are recent.
Are they all brothers?
Yeah, I did mail for women because usually women aren't trolling for men on Craigslist.
That's
almost
a shame.
Come up with none. I even try women for women and men for men and men and women for women and no one's really looking besides these men. So just going to help a brother out. So we're looking for Katrina from Canada at Coronado Springs.
Wait, he's got the name?
Yeah, I guess he got her name. I don't know how you miss a connection if you get her name.
Yeah, that's not a misconnection, dude. That's a you fucked up.
We met today and talked for a while. You are here with your family. You have beautiful brown hair with a cute nose and an amazing smile.
Gotta
we chatted about the mountains, home, and the warm weather here. I don't know what that means. You told me you were going to enjoy the sun, then come and show me something. If you see this, tell me what you'd show me. I would love to buy you a drink and chat more if you're interested.
You're going to show
that
you something?
That was really creepy.
You said you're going to show me something.
What were you going to show me?
Probably her
if
tits.
If you message me, you have to tell me first or else I won't know it's
you. They were talking about
you.
The warm weather in Florida.
I mean, if she even finds this, if anyone finds this and replies to you, you better just count your blessings.
No one goes on misconnections looking to be found.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if someone messaged him,
it's such
he
a
shouldn't
waste.
Be so picky that he has to ask what he asked her. It's like, how first, about you just meet with me and if I'm not the one,
first of
fucking
all,
move on.
She's with her parents And you're going to buy her a drink?
Did it say that?
Didn't you say that?
No.
Oh. She's with her husband?
Didn't say she was with anybody. She's just from Canada.
Fucking Canada.
Fucking Katrina from Canada. What a cunt.
Whoa.
Okay, next one's from the Magic Kingdom Astro Orbiter.
Oh, I hate that ride.
Yeah, me too. We met in line for Astro Orbiter on January 12th, roughly 6:30-ish. Wish I would have asked for your number. Message me what our kids had in common, ..
Oh! Single dad?
I wonder what they had in common. I should ask him just to
be like...
They
both had single parents.
Look, I'm not the girl, but I just need to know what the hell did they... Yeah. Common interests. My dad's a loser and my mom's a loser. So.
Boom. Roasted.
Well, yeah, we got them. We're looking for Amanda at Disney World. Have you seen Amanda?
It'd be so funny if it was like a, I found your defibrillator.
Oh, Jesus.
Or something.
I found your finger.
Please, please find me.
I'm looking for Amanda from Minnesota that works at Country Bears Jamboree. I tried giving you my number, but you had to let people go into the show. Would love to connect and take you out on a date. You could have just went back when she let all the people go in and asked her for her number.
Dude, you know where the fuck she works.
Yeah, seriously, like, she was right there. And
just
she's
troll
not,
around
she's
Disney
not even
World.
Leaving anytime soon, probably, so...
What if she made, like, a call and she was like, I gotta get out of here?
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
I bet it was that front butt lady that we saw that one time at Country Bears.
Front butt?
Yeah, front butt.
It's the grail.
Nasty. Fupa. Okay, so now we have working at Disney Hollywood. Okay, where the hell's Disney Hollywood?
Maybe you should know the name of things.
January 5th, you were working at the one studio store outside Muppets 3D Friday night. You had your service dog with you. I am just another average tourist who thought you were gorgeous. Doubt you'll make it to California anytime soon.
Just
what
saying,
the fuck?
I'm just saying hello. I'm just here to say you're pretty.
He basically just said, you were there working with your service dog and you're gorgeous. I doubt it you'll ever come and see me at California.
I just wanted to remind you.
What a douche.
You were working with your service dog.
Like, what the hell?
Was she blind?
I
wonder what kind of service dog.
I've never seen a cast member working with a service dog.
Maybe it was a Muppet.
She must not be hard to find then. She works outside Muppets. There's not that many places out there.
The only one with a service dog.
But she's never going to come to California. Let's get real.
I mean, yeah, why would she go to California?
She goes to Disney Hollywood every day. So she can't even be bothered.
Disney Hollywood sounds like it would be in California.
Yeah, it's true. Disney Epcot. You were showing me a large SUV, but also working. What the fuck?
You should have said a large set of tits.
Not much to say, but I ask, are you interested? You are super cute. I was also with my friends as we were both looking at the vehicle at the same time. Right back if you're curious. She was showing me a large SUV, but also working. What? In what field? Oh, so maybe a test track.
Oh.
She was probably showing him an SUV, but also working. So she probably works for Chevy.
I thought she was a prostitute car saleswoman.
Okay, so she works the parking lot at Epcot. But she's like,
she's also trying
check
to
out
sell.
My SUV.
She's trying to sell him too.
But he didn't have enough money, so he just went on misconnections
right,
instead.
Right.
That makes more sense. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus if they work a test track, you know. Okay, so let's see. The sweet lady at Epcot Japan. The sweet lady.
You're so sweet, lady.
Looking for the cutie lady that asked me to buy her a couple of shots last night in Epcot Japan side.
Oh, you got fucking taken, pal.
You asked me what I was doing in Japan with an East Hartford, Connecticut name tag. Does she have the name tag? Or was she asking, look, you're from East Hartford, Connecticut. What the fuck are you doing in Japan?
Here's my question.
That's what I'm getting from it.
What the fuck are you doing walking around with a name tag on?
I think he works there, or she works there.
Then what's he... Well, yeah, I think she does, but what the fuck is he doing buying shots with his name tag on?
Why... Wait a minute, buy her a couple shots. So she was working, but he bought her a couple shots?
I don't know who was working.
This doesn't make any sense. Or they just had a name tag that said where they were from, which is even weirder.
Which is the weirdest thing you could
do. She was
like, but I'm going to start
drink
doing
drink around
it.
The world. I'm from East Hartford, Connecticut. Not Hartford. Don't get it confused. From fucking East Hartford.
East Hartford.
Represent. Fuck that girl. Sweet lady.
Keep going.
I don't know why I clicked this one. I don't even think this one's in Disney. It says, you're the manager, ..
That's it. That's it.
Trying this for fun. I don't necessarily see you every day, but definitely a few times a week. I came in very, very early this morning after having worked overnight and saw you and another of my favorite employees there.
What?
We talked about you thinking you'd seen me out in addition to something upcoming for you. If you know who I'm talking about, tell me your name and what we talked about that was upcoming for you. No one's going to ever know what the fuck you're talking about.
This one is stupid.
It's so generic.
That one is especially stupid because you work on the shift change. You see each other.
Yeah, and it just says Orlando. It doesn't say where.
But it doesn't matter. You see each other multiple times a week, it said.
Yeah, you probably know her name at least.
Oh, they're talking about this.
That's the last one I have. I think this will be the last one. Okay, near the popcorn cart east side in Magic Kingdom. The short, curly hair, very cute cast member that was dancing as crowd control wearing Tomorrowland costume near the popcorn cart on Friday, December 30, 2017 at night. I would love to get to know you better. I said to you, you guys are making me tired. Okay. Boy, what a good joke.
That's a fucking terrific pickup line.
I don't even understand.
Hey, I'm pretty tired. You want to go to bed with me?
This says body average, height 5'5", and status single. Does that mean where he's looking for is 5'5", or he's 5'5"?
I assume that means
him. I hope
him.
The girl.
But if you're putting...
He's fucking short if he's 5'5".
You're putting body type average.
I didn't even notice that was on there.
Who puts average? No one puts average.
Average. She's not skinny.
No,
I think it's who you're looking for.
How does he know she's single?
She probably didn't have a wedding ring on or something.
So what?
I don't know.
You're probably not allowed you're not allowed to wear jewelry if you work there anyways, right?
Yeah, I think you can wear a wedding ring. That'd
well,
be kind of
I mean...
Look, she had short, curly hair, and she was dancing as a crowd-controlled Tomorrowland
costume.
I mean,
costume
near the popcorn
cart. She sounds single.
She sounds very single, so...
But that doesn't mean she is. I mean,
okay.
A 5'5" guy is looking for...
I wonder what the other ones said for... Oh, no, maybe the other ones didn't fill out body types, and that's why I didn't see it. Oh, the one in Epcot was athletic and 6'0".
So it's his.
I think they're very confused on if it's them or the person they're looking for.
It's probably their own because they're trying to explain it to the other person.
But you're also looking for a certain person that looks a certain way. Ooh, I never tried this, so I don't really know what Craigslist requires of you. So
I would describe myself as average.
Disney, Hollywood Studios, cute girl in roller coaster at Hollywood Studios. Wanted to keep talking, but our ride was up. Don't know if you were interested to stay in touch or not. Wow.
So
that's riveting.
So was it rock and roller coaster?
So, I mean, did he even talk? Okay, wanted to keep talking? Yeah, I don't even know. I guess
just
it was rock
roller
and roller
coaster
because there's no other roller coasters, so. What the fuck? Wanted to keep talking, but ride was over, so. Peace.
So, bye.
Can't meet anybody that way.
0 to 60. Gotta go.
Oh, this one says alone.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. It comes with a picture.
Oh.
They posted a picture of a poem.
Ew.
Want to read it?
No.
I don't either. It's really weird.
That's fucking...
Woman in Toys R Us. Ooh. That's a weird place to pick someone up. I don't think
yeah, I guess so.
A special Christmas that I'll know this is... These are a little creepy.
Getting creepy? Creeptastic.
Car wash? How do you find someone at the car wash?
Maybe she was a...
Oh, Home Sipo.
Sipo?
Home Sipo.
Oh, yes.
Marry my kitten.
What the fuck?
Racetrack. Oh, Jurassic Park. I work at Jurassic Park. Blonde, blue eyes. I was wearing yellow glasses. You had red hair and had a nose ring. You came to one of the games and played with your son and we made eye contact a few times. You are absolutely beautiful. Would have asked for your name or number if I weren't on the clock. Message me if you think this is you or if you saw me on 1229.
Oh, that's my birthday.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not bad.
You work at Universal.
Yeah.
Take a chance just because you're on the clock.
What games are there at Jurassic Park? I don't know
maybe,
what he's talking about.
Maybe he's talking about the carnival in...
Dino Land. He doesn't know where he fucking works.
And he doesn't even
know
where he works. He just thinks it's Jurassic
moron.
Park. Take a chance. It's you work in a theme park.
There's some for Universal, but I guess I'll just skip those. So those are the people that are looking for, whatever.
We made eye contact a couple times. You know, message me if you remember
dear.
Who I am.
These are very, I mean, some of them just get a little, like, crazy.
Like graphic?
I mean, even then the title, like, one's writing, where'd it go? New slave seeking mistress.
What?
Like, slave? Are you looking for a slave, or?
Yeah. No, they're new to slaves. To being a slave.
Lady in black in IKEA parking lot. It's like...
What?
I gotta get that lady. Home Depot. That's my favorite place to get stuff.
What do they sell at the Home Depot?
SIPO, you know, SIPO and stuff.
Is that one better or one worse than Home Depot?
I think it's worse. I think it's the dollar store of Home Depot.
What's the EPO? So the EPO?
The EPO.
The FPO?
The Zippo.
Zippo's the worst.
Oh, no, it goes down.
So then SIPO is better than Depot?
No, it's SEPOT.
Oh.
SEPO, maybe. No, it's still SIPO.
I don't get it. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It doesn't even matter. I don't know what the hell that person was talking about. Want to move on to your videos?
My videos?
Well, you put them up there.
Yeah, you sent them to me. I'm not on the right one.
Oh, God, you're on the last one. Jesus Christ.
I fixed it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to start with some Animal Kingdom shit.
Yeah, we're going to let the adventure begin.
Oh, shit.
Boom. Do you need me to press play or are you going to read something?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. This Animal Kingdom welcome show begins approximately 10 minutes before the official opening of the park. It either occurs in the Oasis or on Discovery Island. The show's plot has some of Fab Five characters decked out in safari garb, and they stumble upon all the eager guests waiting to enter the park. And this ended on December 2nd, 2011.
So you could miss it if you went to the wrong...
Yeah, probably.
I'm in the wrong spot. Like,
God damn it, they always change it when I'm here. Everyone's running to Discovery Island, and you're like, no, guys, it's at the Oasis. And you're stuck, staring at a warthog the whole time.
You're like, fuck, I might as well go home.
Fuck, I missed it. I have to come back.
I came for the Let the Adventure Begin, and I missed it.
Let the adventure begin. Right now.
I already pressed it.
Prepare yourself for an adventure like no other.
I will.
Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Jinx.
Oh, shit, I can't talk the rest of this fucking episode.
You just kept talking.
Oh, I already messed it up.
Calls you to explore,
do they?
To discover sensational shows.
I know that's Mickey, but for
they
some reason.
They definitely cut this from like a planning video.
Yeah.
It's weird. Ooh, nice little tiger truck they got there. Guys, you're facing the wrong way.
I love... Yeah, there's no one
Who are they waving to? There's no one over there.
Are they behind?
Turn the fucking around. Oh, Pluto's shaking his butt. Holy shit. Shake that butt. Turn around. There you go. Hello.
Oh, they weren't ready.
Oh, you startled us. They're at the Oasis this time. So if you're in Discovery Island,
you fucked up.
This is some crowd, all right.
Oh, boy.
Thanks.
Hiya, folks.
Hi.
You look like you're ready for an adventure.
I am.
I hope we are, too. Let's make sure we have everything we need.
Okay.
Binoculars.
Do you have the checklist?
Checklist? Oh, I forgot the checklist.
Good question, Minnie. Well,
you're useless.
Fucking
useless.
I put it somewhere.
You can't do anything right.
Way to go, Pluto. You found it.
At least the dog had it.
Where I left it.
The other mouse couldn't find it.
That's a big list.
Well, that's what she said. A big what? Adventure.
About a list?
You can never be too prepared, you
God damn, it is long.
It's just really...
Oh, Jesus, you wrote it so big.
Is the sunscreen.
What do you need sunscreen for? You're black.
Sunscreen. Whoa.
Check. They don't need it.
They need it for their faces.
They're furry.
Does everyone have sunscreen?
Yes. Wow, those people are excited about
sunscreen. They need it for the inside of their hands, too.
Oh, yeah, they're right there. They have gloves on.
And the bottom of their feet.
Is a camera.
Camera.
Camera, huh?
You want to I don't see your camera.
Oh, that's a nice camera.
You see the hidden Mickey?
I do. It's not really hidden.
It's cool.
He's such an egomaniac. He has his face everywhere.
She took 700 pictures of Pluto. Did she say guyliner?
Guide map.
Oh.
If you don't have fucking binoculars on there, you're not going to see anything.
I bet they don't have any binoculars. Oh, got his Tom flag.
Something sort of important.
What?
Let me see.
The Pluto?
Sunscreen, camera, guide map. Oh, here we go.
What? Let the adventure begin.
It says, let the adventure begin.
Oh, that's really important. Don't forget that.
You'll never do anything all day.
It's time to get started.
Oh,
so,
he pointed to his fake watch.
Everybody say...
Ready?
Let the adventure begin.
They said
begin.
Fab Five.
He's gonna count one,
they
two,
said
three.
Fab Five.
There's only three. Some of them.
Oh.
Two, three.
Let the adventure begin. Hey, that was fun.
I'm
excited to start our day at
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom,
everybody.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm devastatingly upset by this.
I actually really like the background music. Bye. I bet no one is allowed in until that truck is completely gone.
Yeah. Bye, dudes.
I can't believe they don't. Oh, look, there's hidden Mickeys on the back of the truck.
They're everywhere.
Oh, shit.
I gotta press cancel.
Oh, God, we don't want to watch another one.
No, thank
you. That one looked like it had Goofy on it. What was that one?
It did have Goofy.
What's that one called? Daily opening starring Mickey, Minnie, Goofy. It's probably just Goofy instead of Pluto.
Right. And he just makes the same noises.
Yeah, he's like... All right. Did you like the opening ceremonies?
It was nice because they were really, really short opening ceremonies.
Yes.
3 minutes, 21 seconds.
But it was still fun.
It was still
got you pumped up for the day.
And it reminded you to get your sunscreen.
It reminded you that if you forgot your sunscreen, you're fucking screwed.
And what was the other thing?
Let the adventure begin.
No, there was three things.
Your camera.
Yeah.
Your huge-ass non-digital camera.
Right. It was like a fucking Polaroid.
Yeah. Okay, so now I found...
This I can't wait to fucking watch.
Now we're going to witness Lucky the Dinosaur. Lucky the Dinosaur was approximately 8 foot tall, green Segnosaurus, free-roaming audio animatronic figure, which pulls a flower-covered cart and is led by Chandler the Dinosaur Handler.
Chandler? Why not just Chandler?
Chandler? Also, Chandler, that's what I mean. Not Chandler.
Did you really just read it as Chandler?
Yeah, because it looks like chandelier.
Oh.
Chandler, the Dinosaur Handler.
I like that it's next to my favorite ride.
Oh, yeah, your Hurl and Whirl or whatever.
Yeah.
Lucky.
You're right. That's not the Triceratops Spin.
No, Twirl. It's not. It's the Hurl and Whirl. I don't forget what
it's the time traveling one.
Yeah, that shitty one.
That reminds me of Lost.
Yes. No. Yeah, no.
Because it's a giant plane crash.
Yeah, that's true. And you want to die at the end.
Yes.
Lucky premiered at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles on August 28th, 2003. He made appearances at Disney's California Adventure Park as well. Lucky appeared regularly at the Dino Land USA area of Animal Kingdom at Walt Disney World from June 2005 to August 2005. So he's only there 2 months.
He said he was only there for 4 days.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, shit. There was another one?
He was then moved to Hong Kong Disneyland to celebrate the grand opening of the park in September 2005. As of August 2015, Lucky is at his final home of Walt Disney Imagineering. He is still running as he meets visitors who come with the backstage magic tour from Adventures by Disney, which I can sell to y'all because I'm a Disney travel agent.
They should have moved him to the Japan.
I think I might want to do the backstage magic tour if we do Disneyland.
And then they could have pretended he was Godzilla.
Really expensive. Godzilla.
Oh, no, it's Godzilla.
Lucky is notable in that he was the first free-roaming audio animatronic figure ever created by Disney Imagineers. The flower cart he pulls conceals the computer and power source. Lucky is capable of moving, vocalizing, and responding to guests. Ooh, I'm excited to see Lucky.
Does someone control him? Or is he AI?
The flower cart, yes. No, I think there's a remote also that someone's controlling because obviously you have to react to things. He's not a robot.
All right. Well, he is a robot.
Well, he's an audio animatronic. He doesn't have a thought process. He doesn't do it on his own. It's hard to find good video, but hopefully this is... It looks like it's good enough. Oh, boy. He looks confused already.
That doesn't look like the same one I was just watching.
No, it's not.
Do you have the other one?
Yep.
Okay, good. This guy's too friendly looking.
Look how many freaking cast members are next to him. There's like 5 of them and a guy, the Chandler the Handler guy.
He looks like he's being tortured.
Yeah, he looks like he's really
doesn't look very lucky.
Wanting to come out. He looks like did you ever see The Dark Crystal?
No.
It looks like the bad guy's kind of, his face does. He's very scary.
He's like, stop it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to pull this flower cart anymore. It's so heavy. Hey, enough cast members with him? Jesus Christ. No one's going to touch him.
It really looks like they're touching him.
I don't want to touch him. He's very creepy. Oh, he's blinking.
Take a look at that. That's fucking unbelievable.
He looks like he's going to throw out. His legs are very uncomfortable. What's a Segnosaurus? Is that even a real thing?
It's a Segwayosaurus.
Oh, I get it.
I don't think
Is it? It might be a real dinosaur. Oh, yeah.
Could be.
Sego.
It looks like shit.
It's, oh my god, it's so creepy. I hate his fucking feet, and they're stomping every time.
I like that.
That's so creepy. No.
Oh, I'm gonna get you.
Oh.
No.
Look at them, they're just people, they don't bite.
I bite. They're like burping his face.
We don't need to go bye-bye, we can go see Dino then.
I want to go bye bye. Dino Institute's in a meeting.
He's just worried. He hasn't been a lot of people before. And we've been trying to keep him at sight. Because if the Institute finds out that he's in this time period and there isn't the proper paperwork file, they'll send him back. So,
that's not nice.
Who's the Institute?
The Dino Institute.
From Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Doesn't that guy bring a dinosaur here?
What the fuck? They're just not... Okay, I want to see him interact. Here we go.
Yes. A Hoosier. Okay.
Hoosier.
Now, Lucky, I'm going to introduce you.
Maybe not so lucky.
This is Courtney, and behind the woman is Mackenzie.
What? Mackenzie?
Mackenzie.
He said, I like your shoes. Oh, yeah, those are very good shoes. Nice.
Oh, this is bullshit. He just makes noise.
He's just... I don't know what he's saying.
He has a lot of information to be sent.
Anyway, he sniffed.
Okay, well, thank you, Lucky. Is there anything? Oh, you have nail polish.
No, sounds like he has allergies.
Make a note. He might be allergic to nail polish.
Oh, he's allergic to nail polish.
I just said that.
Well, very nice. Thank you both very much.
You conveyed that very well.
Lucky, gotta blow your nose. Come on.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
no.
Oh, he doesn't like that.
Come on.
Come on, Lucky.
Don't make me get the squeegee.
Blow your nose.
The sucker thing.
Ew.
Okay, that. Boogies. That is like a Rorschach test. Okay, are you feeling
that? That's fine.
That, right, it's too
let's
smart for children, though.
I know. I only got that like recently. So.
He doesn't like having his nose blown. I, you know,
I don't either. I hate when people touch my nose.
You don't have your nose blown. Funny. You blow your nose.
Yeah, I don't like having mine blown.
Then don't blow it.
I would be good at this job.
Yeah. You'd be terrific at guiding this animal around.
Predators like theropods, but he's not a carnivore. He's a herbivore.
Good.
He eats meat.
He looks like a herb.
He also seems a little bit like a gallimimus, or perhaps he's related to the Segsaurus.
Oh, yeah.
Segsaurus.
Discovered only about 20 years ago.
Oh, that's not real.
Of course, the fact is that I still don't know exactly what he is, and that's why I'm studying him.
Oh, that's why.
That's why, yeah.
Ooh.
That was a big burp.
This thing is disgusting.
You know, very gassy.
I named him Lucky because he likes to eat four leafers.
Can I ride him?
We were actually cloning a whole bunch of four leafers in the lab for St. Patrick's Day and ate every single one of them.
Uh-huh.
Which was a little difficult to explain.
That's very unlucky.
But he loves them. Lucky.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I get it.
Yeah,
he just said that.
He's very friendly.
I forgot.
You see his
card name is Lucky.
It has only plants in it because he only eats plants.
Well, why is it so heavy then?
He's got to pull around his own goddamn food.
Yeah, because
that's where they bury the bodies.
Chandler has a lot of bodies in that fucking thing.
That's a bone urine. You know what? I think,
he doesn't even stop, ever.
Nope, he just walks in a circle.
He doesn't want to go that way. Keeps cutting.
The audio sucks.
Sucks.
Because on a VHS, that's why.
Why don't we take a look at the map? And whichever way seems like there's more fun stuff to do, we'll go that way. So
he can't read a map. He's a fake dinosaur.
Well, there's only one road.
What are you doing?
Oh, he ate the map.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Move along.
What the fuck? Did they just make the guy move?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, he took the map.
Oh.
Jump.
Chew it. Oh, you silly.
He didn't slobber on
him. He laughed.
Okay, well, we'll go this way.
Alright, I like Lucky right now.
Lucky ate his stupid map.
I want the scary looking one, though.
God, these cast members. Jesus Christ. What's the point of the show?
Oh,
okay,
shit, that's
Jesus.
Going fast.
Oh, we can watch this. No?
No.
That was a D23 exhibit. Maybe better. It's only 2 minutes. Let's do it.
Alright.
Let's see if Lucky
yeah,
in
I
front and center. Celebrate. Okay.
Celebrate
good times. Come on. Oh.
This is why we don't do this.
Oh, because it's not loaded?
Right.
Oh. Well, all right. Did you like Lucky?
I did. Near the end, I really liked him.
Mm. Yeah, he's not bad. Not a bad guy. That was entertaining. I can't see that going over well now. Just takes up room.
That one?
Because people were lined up on the street and like you couldn't get by.
Yeah, the
and
cast members were
so
really
slow.
Really dicks when this guy was out.
Yeah, the second they had to move him, they're like, oh, get the fuck out of the way.
Move along. You can't
Jesus
be on the
Christ,
street. He won't
can't
move
just
if
watch
you're on the street. This is a dinosaur. What do you want me
Christ
to do?
Christ almighty.
Dinosaur coming through.
Do you want to watch Mr. Meet Professor
Parker? Yes, this is the
Parker
one I'm waiting for.
Woodson and her pet Velociraptor.
Oh, it's a her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Let me read about this. Hold on.
All right. I'm going to let you. Jeez.
Put a hold on.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Now open at Magic Kingdom.
Boo.
This is fucking old, huh?
Yeesh. Val the Velociraptor.
Oh.
Inspiration? Possibly Lucky the Dinosaur. Full name, Val V. the Velociraptor, sometimes V. A stereotypical brown and yellow velociraptor. That's rude. Allies, Professor Woodson, owner/caretaker.
Ally?
Yeah, it hurts her ally.
What the fuck are you reading?
I'm on Disneypedia. Val, also known as V, was a character at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. Along with her handler, Professor Woodson, she roamed Dinoland USA from April 19th, 2014 until May 3rd, 2014. She moved continuously through the park and did not stop for photos. Some complained that it was easy to see Val's performer, and some said that it was a step backwards from Lucky the Dinosaur.
That was a step backwards?
This will be.
What the fuck? It looks sick, though.
It was only there less than a month.
Was this a four-day one?
This is April 19th to May 4th or something. So, less than a month. Oh, yeah, this is the one with the long-ass intro.
It's only a two-minute video. How could it have such a...
Oh, no, it isn't. Okay. Oh. Ah! It's Tail!
Oh, you can
Jesus
see
Christ.
The person!
It's Tail just hit someone!
There's a person!
Yes, that's the whole... That's what I just said the complaint was. You can see the handler. It's a fucking person just hunched over.
I thought you meant you could see the guy controlling it
no,
with the remote.
No, you can see the person in it. You don't say it a bottle cap.
Who thinks...
Lady, your mic isn't working.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Oh my god, it's just like nylon. It just looks like Under Armour. Oh god, that's annoying. Oh god. The tail keeps whipping people. The lake?
This is a terrible...
No bath? It's not funny. Have you seen Lucky Lady?
I hate this. The quick second I saw it made me like it. It must have been a good view.
The person's really creepy. Yes, it's Val. She's way too big to be a velociraptor, by the way.
Yeah, velociraptors were the size of chickens.
Yeah. Jesus. Why is she so annoying? Oh, my God.
She could have stopped to take pictures. It's a person.
I know. She could have stopped hitting people with their tail, too. It's ridiculous. Why is it so scary?
What?
That was stupid. How are they doing the head? Is the person also controlling the head?
It must be.
My god.
This probably controls on the inside.
Why do you need the tail to move so much? What the fuck did they do with this after?
It doesn't look good at all.
Oh, yeah, I won't. Ugh.
I'm going to tell him you were walking a person in a dinosaur costume.
Good girl. Why couldn't they just wear colors of the dinosaur instead of black?
Anything.
You can see their whole fucking body. It looks so uncomfortable.
Looks
that
like
guy must have got... Oh, God. She almost got hit in the fucking face.
Scoliosis. It looks like the dinosaur was shitting out a human.
That was really bad. It was like they just recorded someone scratching a fucking chalkboard with their fingernails and were like, here's him going screaming.
Who okayed that?
I don't know. I wonder if they just destroyed that after a month. They're like, don't even keep this.
They were like,
I don't want this to ever happen
again.
They were
like, really, guys? What the fuck is this?
What were we thinking? Honestly. It's just, my goodness. I think that'll be our picture that we use for this week.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's fucking, oh God.
Val V.
I should find out who played Val and see, like, you know, what did you think when you were doing this?
I thought it was fucking stupid.
Did you think
stupid.
Your career was over at this point?
I thought they hated me at the Disney World.
Professor Woodson wasn't even funny.
Nope, she sucked.
Boo, you're it's no Chandler.
It's not a two-handed person.
Ugh. Stupid.
It's just someone who doesn't value their life. What the fuck does that even mean?
What the fuck? Why are you getting all deep and shit?
He's got the fucking... He's got his child on his shoulders. What the fuck are you talking about?
What the hell? Okay, so...
Next we got Pocahontas.
Oh, let me read.
And her forest friends.
Pocahontas and her forest friends. Let's see. I get something about Pocahontas and her shit. Right?
I hope so.
Yep. Okay, it's at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It used to be at Camp Minnie Mickey... It opened April 22nd, 1998 with the park. Closed September 27th, 2008.
With the park?
With the park. It's a stage show. A live show starring Pocahontas from the film of the same name. Yes, I know.
I hope it's a good Pocahontas.
Pocahontas and Grandmother Willow, along with a new young tree character named Sprig and a host of live animals, taught the audience about nature, beauty of nature, and how to live with it in peace and harmony. I also read that some of the puppets, if this is even the right show, one of the Pocahontas shows took puppets from Disneyland that used to have a Pocahontas show as well. There was like at least four Pocahontas shows, one of which is still going, which is Fantasmic. They have like a whole...
Oh, yeah, that should be 10 minutes
of Pocahontas.
That's a Pocahontas show. I forgot about that.
It started when Pocahontas came out. So I was like, okay, let's pump up this. But why wouldn't you just exchange that scene to whatever movie is coming out that year?
It's very simple.
All you have to do is change the costumes and change a bit of the routine.
I'm surprised it's not Frozen by now, though.
Well, you could change it yearly. People would make a reason to come see Fantasmic if there was something new every year.
Yeah.
Even if it was seasonal or every 2 years or something. I like Pocahontas, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
She ruins Fantasmic. She's not very fantastic.
She doesn't ruin it. But...
That part is very boring. That's when I tune out.
Oh, I don't mind it.
It used to be better.
I like when John Smith doesn't make it all the way across.
Yeah, I guess I haven't paid attention to it in a while.
That never happens when we're there, but I know it's happened. All right, let's watch Pocahontas and her forest friends. Oh, this is the one with the long intro, but we can watch all that because it's probably old stuff. Look, this is Minnie's old...
This is Toontown, right?
Toontown house. Minnie and Mickey had separate houses because they couldn't... You know, they're not married.
They weren't married.
Yeah, don't be scandalous.
You can't live together if you're not married.
Oh, Jungle Cruise. Doo-doo. Oh, speaking of Fantasmic, it's some music.
Oh! Doo-doo-doo-doo. Nice elephants.
Spray them trunks. They're wearing the trunks. Oh, fucking bull in the middle of the fucking road.
Motherfucker's got some big ass horns.
Move your damn horns. Oh, that one's scratching its butt. That was the other one's butt.
Plowing it up the ass with its horn.
This horn up your ass. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Get a fucking steady cam, please.
What the fuck were they even filming? Ugh. Lights, motor, action.
Didn't enjoy this that much.
Nope. Boo. No one cares about your stupid cars. Do-do-do-do.
Couldn't even do that with real cars anyways.
No, they're all fake cars. They're all light.
They're all rigged to do that.
I know. All right, you go sideways and then you fall down. Who cares?
And you fall down.
You fall down. Get out of here. Why are you filming so much of this? Episode 8. What the fuck? All right, just play Pocahontas and her goddamn forest friends. There we go.
It's not like you talk over it or anything. It's not really an episode.
No.
Good morning.
I'm Greg. Hello, Cody.
My name is Willow.
Nathan.
They're training to be junior camp counselors.
Are they?
Fucking, your energy is contagious.
They are having a good time.
And Nathan is going to hit the drops and summon Pocahontas.
What?
Summon Pocahontas.
He's going to summon her?
Yeah. She's
one,
a slave.
Oh, you know.
Three.
Summon the slaves.
That's it. I would have went crazy on that drum. He was like, touch.
He didn't even
fucking
lift it up
whack
so
it.
He didn't even lift it up so it could. That's what she said. He didn't even hit it so it could reverb.
No, I didn't even hear it. All I heard was. Ooh.
That's a motherfucking turkey.
Ooh, leaves.
Oh no, that's a pheasant. Or a fuck. You didn't see that thing run out?
I didn't like that.
I said that's a turkey.
I didn't like that. That was creepy. The earth is
just a dead thing. Nice forehead.
Oh, a mouse. A mouse.
I know, I see him.
Oh, her voice is bad.
Yeah, it's not her.
And she's tan, which my last Pocahontas did not have. She was white as fuck.
Was I at that one?
Mm-hmm.
Was she? No, she was.
She was so white.
I thought she was super dark.
No, I had a good one before that, but when I went with you, it was just a white bitch.
The one who was a bitch to me, right?
I think so. Oh no, maybe she was a good one, Carolyn, and I had a bad one, but I would make a good Pocahontas.
You're very white.
I get tan.
Not lately.
I mean, she looks like she has a spray.
Who's that guy?
Ah!
Get off the stage, bro.
Why are you standing there? This fucking animal's coming out. Hit her with with your stick.
Smack him with the stick.
I like that costume. Ah, the leaves. Fucking, that's awesome. I would do this show. I don't like that the grass is like looks like a mini golf.
It's turf.
It's just so green. Shit turf. It's like lime green.
That is how I say hello. Can you
Wingapo.
Say
Wingapo. With me. Wingapo.
You said.
I am so happy to see so many friends of the forest.
Just say hello.
Favorite part of the forest is?
No.
The trees.
It is my animal friends that live here. Do you know who they are?
No.
Who is my animal friend who wears a mask and loves to eat?
John.
My raccoon friend, and what is his name?
Coon.
Flick.
Nico.
Oh.
And who is my Flick other friend who slithers in the grass?
What?
A snake. And my friend who flies high in the air and makes Nathan. Beautiful music.
Nathan.
Nathan.
And my hummingbird friend, Flint.
Oh, it's Flint.
About the forest?
Flint.
I love
Flint.
To the
Flint.
Flitters.
Oh, Flint. She just did a big leap.
I missed it because I was explaining flitters to you.
Yeah. Run. Are the trees moving? I feel like we're going to miss Grandmother Willow because we're not really in a good spot to watch this show.
Yeah. Move, guy. This is a terrible episode 8.
Yeah, what the fuck? And why does he have a logo that says HD? Oh, it's like
HD, WDW.
Boo.
Oh, there she is.
Holy shit, she sticks right out.
I'm here.
Guess we can see her. She's chewing.
Sort of. She's moving her mouth like an old person.
Yeah, she's really weird. Ooh.
Oh, is that you?
Is that my Pocahontas?
Oh, my.
She's like fucking the
darting
tree.
Darting around the tree.
Grandmother Willow, I need to talk to you.
Oh, calm down, child.
Calm down.
Take a deep breath.
Take a chill pill.
Yes, there.
Hey, keep
now,
fucking running around.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a tree, bitch. I can't move.
The forest is in trouble. It is being cut down tree by tree.
It'll be fine.
My limb.
Oh.
Strange.
Is that the little
strange
tree?
Twig in their path.
That's weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
It felt it in my roots.
Sprig, you're awake.
Sprig.
You will come here to this grove.
Why do these fucking trees talk?
It's moving so much.
The wrong tree. I'll drop acorns on them.
That is really creepy.
Very.
No,
how'd they fit a person in there?
He's gonna hit her with his branches. Jesus Christ.
I thought they were boxing.
Your
arms. The two of you are carrying on like a couple of foolish pine trees.
Oh, you foolish pine trees.
They might even destroy you.
Pocahontas,
don't touch
have you
him.
Forgotten the prophecy of the forest?
I did.
Prophecy.
A
prophecy.
I remember. Long ago, a great wind whispered a secret to all the animals of the forest.
The wind?
Mm-hmm.
One of the creatures has a special gift.
Sprig.
The gift to protect the forest.
Why is she talking weird?
Because she wants to kill all humans.
Yes, child.
Yes. Sprig is so weird. He moves all wobbly, wobbly.
He's like one of the
flailing tube men.
Yeah.
The secrets before it's too late.
What the hell do you give her? Oh, a horn. You scared Sprig.
Have you ever met a possum?
Yes.
I think I'm about to.
Mostly dead.
Oh, you fucking prick.
Yes. That's about a possum.
Where?
Oh, play dead.
Oh, there he is. Oh, there he goes.
He's like, fucking, I'm out of here.
Came out and then went back right back
well,
in.
Sprig, just like you have tender roots.
The hell, that's it. He just comes out and in.
Oh, she got some tender roots.
Instead of fighting, he protects himself by playing dead.
Nah. Possum teaches us to use strategy to help us solve.
Is that
what?
The secret of protecting the forest?
No, yeah, just play dead and it'll
so.
Be all solved.
That's a fucking easy kill. It's easy food.
Watch out!
Oh, Sprig, he didn't even touch you.
Oh, there he is.
No. What the fuck?
What's up? That's a porcupine. Oh, she said porcupine. There he goes. Oh, he's so cute.
He's
walking like Lily.
Yeah.
The porcupine represents faith. And trust.
He does?
Reminds us that we can accomplish great things as long as we truly believe.
Oh my god, the kid
what's
just got
kid
up
doing?
And he's holding his ears.
He's like, I hate this
so
shit.
Much
too
from
loud.
Just look around you, Sprig. From the gentle strength of the deer
no.
to the fox, how most unseen like the wind
to the
forest.
Fox. All the foxes.
The animal has knowledge to share with those who are willing to learn. Oh, look! Don't you think little
ducks
are cute?
Jesus. Oh! 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 The ducks!
If they didn't chew on my leaves.
Oh, they're eating Sprig. Sprig. Oh no, Sprig's dying.
It's a mallard.
Tickly tree.
Well, I already know they tickle. What else could they teach me?
Bye, duckies.
Ducks are small. They have
they can
no
teach you about
message.
The 9-inch corkscrew penises.
Control of the things that scare us.
And they have the false vagina.
It's not a false vagina.
It's a second vagina.
They squeeze really hard and it forces the penis out.
It's disgusting.
Don't leave us alone.
Why? What's coming?
You're a tree. You're alone like fucking all the time.
He's not supposed to talk if no one's around.
Sprig, look who I found!
What'd you found?
Grandmother Willow! Pocahontas is being attacked by a snake!
Oh,
oh
no!
Oh boy. It's taking a while to get the snake.
She fucking loves the snake.
This show is definitely going on without her. Oh god.
All creatures of the forest have their own special beauty and role.
Ew, it's nasty.
That's a bitch snake.
Some animal populations would
I would not get paid enough to touch a snake. Nope.
I love snakes.
I would do like a boa constrictor because like I don't have to touch it really, but I don't want to do that one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but it's just like on you.
That's probably
it's not
a
gonna,
boa
like,
constrictor.
Kill you. But no, it isn't. It's a little tiny one.
It's a baby one.
Our friend
does
need to continue his journey.
Yeah, throw him.
That'd be so funny if she just shucked him into the audience.
Here you go, you're free.
Something happens to us. We should learn from it.
We die.
To make us stronger down the path.
Oh. Oh. Mices. What happened? Something fall?
They're getting closer, Grandmother Willow.
Uh-oh, they're getting closer.
We don't know the secret yet.
It's not too late, child.
She doesn't know the secret
yet?
Don't
lose hope.
Sprig, stop moving around like a crazy person.
Wouldn't be a secret if you knew it.
Miko.
Miko.
Of course.
Where's Miko?
He has shown us the final part of the secret.
We have a raccoon. Where is it?
He's up top there.
Away from
oh,
me.
He's so cute.
He's always stealing my best acorns.
Adorable.
You don't even have any fucking acorns.
He doesn't have anything.
You're not even taller than Pocahontas.
It takes all of us to protect the forest.
You learned all that from that silly old raccoon?
Sprig, you're rude. Jesus Christ.
No, he's making perfect sense.
Get it together, Sprig.
Fucking raccoon didn't do shit and she learned something.
That creature must be us. Humans can destroy the forest, but we can also save it.
Yeah, well, you have either
this
or.
This is our home,
yeah,
too.
Two options.
If we take care of it,
kill it,
it
or
will
do nothing.
Take care
that's how
of
things
us.
Work.
Hey, that must be the mystery of the forest. You
force?
Are wise.
Oh, forest. Every time
they
say forest, it sounds
Pocahontas.
Like force.
I'm very proud of you, child.
That's not wisdom. There's nothing wise about that.
I did not guide
thank
you,
my for
child.
Stating
you
the obvious.
Now follow it to wherever you need to go.
The bathroom.
Always be here for you.
My Poca.
Thanks to you, Pocahontas.
No, as long as you stop moving, I don't care.
That didn't resolve anything. They're still gonna cut down all the trees.
Him.
Grandmother Willow, my friends and I promise to share the mystery with everyone. Here.
Don't make
mystery.
Promises for me.
It was not a mystery. What are you doing now? Did you just kill Willow, or what?
I fucking
stab.
What
are you doing?
Run the hidden
get your stick.
Trails of the forest.
Is there any other animals? I want to see more.
I don't. I think that's it.
God. And for once, never wonder what there were.
Rainstorm and the river are my brothers.
Are they?
I
want that costume.
Yeah, it's nice.
She looks orange.
She probably has a lot of fake tan. She's got long hair.
Yeah, it's a wig.
It is?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's a good wig, then.
Yeah, it's not bad. She probably grooms it.
It's a weave.
Yeah. She's ratchet.
I hope so.
That's why she's barefoot. Oh, her feet are probably nasty. Oh, did you
they
see the bottom?
They are nasty.
Oh, the birdie.
Bird.
I don't think that was called for. Her feet were black on the bottom.
That's so grimy.
That's nasty. She could just wear fucking... Well, maybe she has, like, some covering on, but probably not. Oh, that's so gross. She goes to work with no fucking shoes on all day.
She probably can't get that grime off.
Oh, that's nasty.
Caked on.
Oh, she comes home and she has to wash her feet. Oh, that's disgusting.
It's
gets paid $60 an hour.
It's ruined her whole
that,
life.
A fucking pigeon? She's gonna step on that bird.
She already did. She broke its neck.
Oh, damn, bet your feet are dirty.
Carry this message with you on your journey.
Okay.
She's a lot whiter looking
finale.
She's not white, but she's got white features.
Yeah, she just painted orange.
I thought she bailed on the thing.
Oh, I thought she's gonna leap.
She just fucking runs. Oh,
the birds. Oh shit, the birds came to her fucking arms. That's cool.
That they did.
That's cool. I like that. That was pretty. Oh, she's gonna grab another animal. Oh, it's her leaves. Oh, a little air thing blows it. That's cool. That's really cool.
They're not leaves. They're colors in the wind.
Yeah, but they're leaves in the movie.
That little kid's back. Oh, and so isn't the woman who talks with so much enthusiasm.
Yeah, and here's Nathan to greet the ball, the bum.
Nathan's going to play the drum, and that's going to summon Pocahontas.
Oh, the mouses. There they go.
They just can't stop running.
Oh, God, the eagle sound was
really bitch.
Scary. Yay. Where's Nathan?
That's a cardio workout for her, huh? You will find the exit can't stop the moving.
Right, yeah. The I like the... My favorite part was the leaves and the air. I kind of want that for, like, every day. These are my everyday leaves. I enjoyed that show.
That was
cute.
See,
it was better than Tarzan.
Why don't they keep shows like that around?
Because Camp Minnie Mickey's gone.
It was sort of educational.
Yeah, it's true. And it has
There's
animals.
So much wasted space on that Rafiki's Planet thing, though.
Yeah, well.
Chuck it over there.
Yeah. I just don't, I feel like there's not, I know there's like the walkways and stuff, but I feel like there's not enough interactive animal shows. They got rid of Flights of Wonder, which I guess they'll do something else, but birds aren't my favorite also.
Well, there's only like three birds in there.
No, I mean Flights of Wonder is all birds.
And they're just replacing it with different birds.
Yeah, and up, apparently.
Oh, up. Gotta go up.
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna have that weird looking bird?
No, they're not. I don't understand. They're not gonna have Kevin the ugly bird in it.
Well, that's because he's not a real bird.
I don't know what he is. He looks like a fucking weirdo.
He's a dodo? They're extinct.
No, he's like a dodo ostrich.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I enjoyed that show.
Yeah, it was a great show. It was educational. It had the animals. It had the talking tree.
She was actually a good singer, too.
It had the other talking tree.
I think this is her. Yeah, she looks kind of like an old woman, an orange. Glad it
Yeah.
That might not have been her, but she looks really bad in this picture, so.
Less of a fan of her now.
Yeah, no. I don't want that woman, whoever that is. No. Yeah, no. Okay, lastly we have, this is called the Adventurers Celebration Gathering, which was the closing show for it Animal
just says,
Kingdom.
The caption just says Animal Kingdom closing.
I know. I didn't find much about when this was happening. I know it doesn't anymore. But Brett Iwin, the voice of Mickey Mouse, his first voiceover work in a Disney park could be heard in the Animal Kingdom closing show, as on the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover attraction at the Magic Kingdom, in which, upon passing through Mickey's Star Traders, Mickey responds with his signature laugh and says, "That's right, it's out of this world." I love that part.
I also enjoy that
part. I don't know why I like that part so much. I just really...
It kind of comes out
of
nowhere.
This world. And then you like start going fast.
Yeah, zoop.
Yeah. I don't... You know what's weird? They kept not playing it last time we were there, but when they go, Star Command, this is Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah,
they didn't do that any time.
That's because the Buzz Lightyear area was just fucked up.
Yeah, it kept stopping.
Yeah.
Mm, true. True that.
True that.
I don't think Stitch says anything anymore either since he's closed.
Yeah, but he's coming back.
Yeah, I think like for Easter or something.
Yeah, it's not like a permanent closure.
That's dumb.
It should be.
No, I think, I mean, if you're going to have it there, you might as well keep it open if you're not going to change it. Yeah. All right, so let's celebrate Adventurers, whatever the fuck, Celebration Gathering. What the hell, what kind of weird name is that? Adventurers?
Celebrate Adventure.
But the show's called Adventurers Celebration Gathering.
I like their bandana.
I do like the Adventurers people. Maybe they're the Adventurers Club people.
They definitely are. They can clap and sing.
Oh boy, they're dancing and waving their arms already. Celebrate adventure. I don't really understand that. Oh, that looks like LeVar.
This is his breakout performance.
Yeah, he was there first. He didn't look happy, whoever that guy was.
What's with
like
the guy
Trader
who's
Sam's.
Not in?
They kind of do look like the Adventurers Club outfits.
Oh, this is the thing.
Oh, good. I'm glad your phone's in the way. Jesus fucking Christ. Move.
Good night, adventurers.
Good night, adventurers.
Looks like it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Hey, oh, it probably
that's,
was.
That is when Animal Kingdom used to close. Animal Kingdom Adventure? I did. They have pom-poms. That guy looks like Jim Gaffigan. He was really swinging his hips there.
Which one?
This guy over here in the blue thing. Oh,
he's too skinny to be Jim Gaffigan.
Oops, Goofy, was I supposed to answer you? Oh, I want to be part of this show.
This woman has a giant bulge in her pants.
Yeah, she has a hoopla. Oh, that guy's so pumped.
You can't get the party started at the end of the night.
Oh, fist pump. Oh, yeah, let's dance. Yes. Start the party. Oh, fist pump. Hit myself in the shoulders. Clap, clap. And put my heels out. Oh, now waving, now going down. Oh, now we're going back up. Stop the party. I don't even know what they're saying. Start the party? Oh.
Start the party.
This is like
let's
Brady
get
dancing.
To it.
Brady Bunch dancing. This way. Oh, they're doing the Disney point. See that?
They have to, right? They can't not do it.
This looks weird. Is this going to be cast members dancing? Stop. This is like Dirty Pop.
It's very much like Dirty Pop.
It sounds like JT, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I bet it is.
No.
I don't know the song, but it's definitely someone like that. It's probably a Disney Channel person. Hands up.
Woo!
Hands up. Oh, shit, she's going to take some volunteers.
Let's come dance with us.
Oh, she had the Adventurers Club like logo thing
on. It's really easy to dance with us. Come on.
Oh, shit. Bring it down. Bring it up. Yeah. Wave those hands.
That little kid sucks at dancing.
Oh,
get him off the stage.
Yep. Oh, I know the dance already. Clap. 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 Oh, gosh. Just a dance party. Hit your shoulders. Clap over your head. And clap over your head. Oh, now do the Disney point that way and then the other way.
Now do it 12 more times.
Now do it one more time that way and one more time that way and swing your hips. And that Disney point. Point. Oh, I thought there would be more to this fucking show.
Nope, it's just Disney pointing over and over and over again.
And then Goofy's just cheering you on the whole time. Oh, yay. The dancing's over.
Way to go.
Oh, prom-pom time.
Prom-prom.
Prom-prom? Pom-pom. Yeah. You can oh, celebrate. Let me hear you say, Yahoo! Yahoo! Donald and Minnie have not said a fucking word. They might as well not be there. They must just be interchangeable.
One, two, you know what
like,
to
is
do.
Is Minnie busy? No? No. Get her on there.
Is anyone dressed like Minnie right now?
They want to have Donald? Let's celebrate. Oh, their hats have like special logos on them. I wonder what they did with those after.
Chuck them
I wish
out.
I could buy one. I want that one right there. It's like a...
The one the guy's wearing?
No, not the guy. The girl was wearing it. It's like a safari hat, but it's like straw, and it has like a palm coming out of it.
I like palm the cowboy leaf. Looking hat that guy's wearing.
Yeah, that one's nice too. Come on now. One girl has a fisherman hat, and it's really ugly.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, hers is like so out of the ordinary. She probably thought, like, forgot her hat at home. This girl's I like. I should get some leaves in it.
Good decoration.
Like, is Goofy a DJ? I don't understand.
Look at this big, dumb kid.
Oh, he's having a fucking ball. He's like wave this fucking pom-pom, kill myself.
That guy yelled at him. He was like, move.
Yeah, move, fatty. He looks so miserable.
And he's like, what the fuck am I doing?
I want to go home. I've been here all fucking day.
He's like,
I saw
Animal Kingdom sucks.
Ceremony.
I'm wearing jeans and a long-sleeve t-shirt in the hottest park.
So much taller than everyone. Why'd you pick us such an older kid? Oh god, this lady trying to take a picture of her kid while she's... Oh god.
Take pictures.
Calm down, lady.
I hate it here. I don't like being here.
Oh, he hates his life. The ginger kid's gonna hit everybody with his fucking pom-pom. Yahoo. This is not a show. He's just a... Oh god, guy.
God, there's a camera right there.
Jesus Christ. We're just getting started.
No, that's not true.
We've been doing the same goddamn thing the whole time. Oh. Imagine if they played Africa. That'd
they
be
should.
Awesome. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be like their closing song, just like...
fucking ends.
Just fucking ends. That wasn't even the full thing, I don't think.
That sucked.
That was boring. I did not like that. Wow, that was a letdown. I thought that was going to be a lot more. I thought that was an actual show. Why'd they even name it? Why'd they just name it Dance Party at the end of the night?
That's really all it was.
It's just the cast members dancing.
How can we keep people occupied while the...
Why would you even do that? Why wouldn't you just let people leave?
Yeah, please leave. Get out.
It's like, please go gather near the... I guess if you want to get people to the exit. And they're like, oh, we're already here. We're at Oasis. It's like a long time to go back in there just for another 5 minutes.
We might as well dance.
Get them out of here now.
What a terrible idea.
If that was there while I was leaving, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah, because all the kids, they were just acting like fucking idiots.
They took out the whole space. It's like 30 cast members dancing, too. It wasn't just like two...
smashing shit. It was a little kid mosh pit. That's what that was.
No, that would have been cool because I'd just join in. I'd just be like, yeah, fuck yeah,
elbow some little kids in the head.
Yeah, and I just start breakdancing and stuff, just go crazy.
You shouldn't breakdance in a mosh pit.
No, that's how you get hurt. That's why I would do it. But you could like hit people,
right?
Definitely. Okay, that's it. I guess until next time.
Until the next episode,
we'll celebrate our adventurers gathering.
We'll keep the streak going.
Yes. 38 in a row?
Yep.
All right. Oh, wait. Let's plug our thingies.
That's what she said.
Plug our celebration. Find us on Facebook. Like our page. Find us on Twitter. We don't use that really. Buy a shirt. whatsthispodcast.com/shirts. We have a bunch of cool shirts up there. Probably should make a new one soon.
Yes.
What else? You can get a quote from me. I work with As You Wish Vacations. You can email me at jillian@aywvacations.com. That's
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. We have What's This Podcast, I believe. What's This Pod. One of those you can find. I think that's it. I think that's good.
I think you're right.
I will try to do another giveaway soon. So if anyone has any suggestions on what I should give away, maybe we should make a What's This t-shirt. And then we can give that away. And then are in change just wearing our t-shirt.
That's true. We can do that.
Or not wearing it. But... yep. And if you have any suggestions of what attractions you'd like us to do, please feel free to reach out. Send us a message on Facebook or tweet us and let us know.
That's right.
Let someone know. Or what? Or call us? Oh, no, haven't had a call in a long time.
No.
857-293-1442. Again, that number is 857-293-1442. Leave a voicemail.
Definitely.
All right. See you guys later.